This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing fire officials investigating a blaze on the city's south side that appears to be suspicious. The Glass Palace, a bingo hall in the 1300 block of West Holmes Road, found burning around 1:30 a.m. this morning. Some smoke damage, but no injuries reported. Congressman and Republican gubernatorial candidate Pete Hoekstra, exclusively on WILS this morning, says this week's oil spill should not be handled remotely by the federal government or the oil company. He tells WILS's Tony Connolly it should be done by the state.
It's our water, it's our land, it's our future, and it's getting too close to our Lake Michigan. The feds, they'll do a competent job, but they'll do it slowly. It's just frustrating.
Meanwhile, the National Wildlife Federation has released a report showing Michigan with the ninth most oil spills among U.S. states over the past 10 years. Tim Warmer is the executive director of the group's Global Warming Solutions Program.
The petroleum industry is inadequately regulated, and they do not take full responsibility for the problems that they cause.
Michigan State Troopers ratifying a three-year contract which includes health care and salary increase changes, the association passing the agreement with the approval of over 80% of its members. And a Potter Park Zoo favorite, Shaq the Otter, has been euthanized. The 21-year-old North American otter was the oldest captive otter in the country and first appeared at the zoo in 1998. Congressman and Republican gubernatorial candidate Pete Hoekstra, exclusively on WILS this morning, says the state, not the feds, should be in control of the response to this week's oil spill. He tells WILS's Tony Connolly that recent history should serve as a lesson.
I can't understand why we've given the federal government the lead in this. We should have watched what went on in the Gulf. The federal government hasn't responded quickly enough down there, and they're not responding quickly enough down here.
Lansing fire officials say that a blaze this morning at a Southside bingo hall does not appear to be accidental. The fire, which erupted around 1 a.m. at the Glass Palace on the 1300 block of West Holmes Road, being called suspicious, no injuries reported. A prediction that Michigan's economy will bottom out in 2011. The business leaders of Michigan's second quarter survey of 75 of the state's most prominent executives, finding over 80% believe Michigan's economy will be the same or deteriorating over the next 6 months. Could the troubles for East Lansing's high school basketball program be coming to an end? The school is moving forward after hiring a new coach, Steve Finnemore, who last coached at Jackson Community College. He spoke with WILS.
I've watched this program from afar, and you never want to say it's your last coaching stop, but it's definitely going to feel good to be here for a few years and get this program back on a winning track.
As the oil spill cleanup in Marshall continues, some are questioning if the right people are in charge. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Congressman Pete Hoekstra, exclusively on WILS this morning, weighed in on whether the state, the feds, or the oil companies themselves should handle the cleanup efforts. And although the pipeline in the center of the spill is federally regulated, Hoekstra tells WILS's Tony Connolly it should be up to the state.
It's our water, it's our land, it's our future, and it's getting too close to our Lake Michigan. The feds, they'll do a competent job, but they'll do it slowly. It's just frustrating.
So how are the efforts to contain the oil going at this point? Gina Jordan from Enbridge Incorporated tells WILS that workers are getting even more confident that it won't get into the Great Lakes.
The oil has been holding at 5 miles from Morrow Lake, and it's been holding in that 5 to 7 miles since July 27th, so it hasn't moved since yesterday.
Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Two businesswomen in Livingston County among the 10 people statewide charged with perpetrating a foreclosure rescue scam. Attorney General Mike Cox's office filing almost 70 charges in the case, which involves scamming Michigan families out of money by charging them upfront fees for mortgage modification assistance, which is against the law. The number of suspects arrested in connection with the death of 19-year-old Shayla Johnson is now up to 7. 18-year-old Demetrius Klein arraigned yesterday on multiple charges, including open murder. Johnson was shot and killed last Friday after a group of men armed with handguns and an AK-47 assault rifle stormed her house. The Lansing-based MEA now backs Mayor Virg Bernero in the Democratic gubernatorial race, but would they back Andy Dillon if he were to win the nomination next week? Communications Director Doug Pratt spoke with WILS's Jack Ebling.
We're certainly going to continue talking, but Andy Dillon's health insurance plan, some of the budgets that have been passed, the retirement legislation that came through, he certainly would have a hill to climb with our members.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 64. On Saturday, a 40% chance of early morning showers, then mostly cloudy, high near 78. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high near 82. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.